Yeah, many thanks. I'll talk about a little bit about what NGSpice is, what it has as new items and issues, and especially I will talk about a relatively conceptual, simple thing, but hopefully useful for some users. I give a short introduction into the simulator. I'll talk about what are XSpice code models in NGSpice. I'll talk about KiCad supporting these code models. I think this is my special development here. Give some examples and also give some words on what's next in NGSpice. Yeah, so NGSpice, what is it? It's a circuit simulator. On the left, you have the circuit, an inverter. In the middle, you have the input to NGSpice, a netlist, a spice netlist. And the output is graphical or data or whatever you'd like to have. Netlist input. This is old-fashioned. People would like to have schematic entry, of course. And so I was, NGSpice itself does not have schematic entry. And so I was happy when the KiCad devs grabbed NGSpice and plugged it into eSchema. And so we have a KiCad NGSpice interface. And eSchema does schematic entry, generates the spice netlist, and does a graphical representation of the results. And the data are shifted between eSchema and NGSpice. And NGSpice is here compiled as a shared library, so is loaded the module directly into eSchema. Yeah, and this is the window, the eSchema simulator window. You have the circuit diagram. Well, this is a simple oscillator with a bipolar transistor and some feedback and RC phase shift. And you have the simulator window below. And the simulator window allows you to define simulation types. For example, here you have a sequence of a so-called transient simulation. This is data or signals versus time. And then to evaluate, we have an oscillator. You would like to see what kind of oscillation do we have. And so we have run an FFT, a fast Fourier transform, and we see this simulator output on the x-axis frequency and we see that it's not a pure sinusoidal signal what we get out, many harmonics, but okay, this is what we want to learn. Yeah, what is new in NGSpice? The current version is 44.2 from from January 11th. We support Verilog A compact device models and analog building blocks. We allow co-simulation, doing mixed signal simulation, that is, we have analog capability of NGSpice, and we allow Verilog digital circuits to be plugged into NGSpice after they have been compiled either with Verilator or with iVerilog or Icarus Verilog. It's just 2 days old that we also have the interface to the VHDL digital description. VHDL digital circuit descriptions will be compiled with GHDL and then compiled into, with some wrapper code, compiled into a DLL or shared library and then directly loaded into NGSpice for simulation of both things together. We also allow C-coded models to be interfaced to NGSpice. And we have some recent activities on degradation simulation. Well, we know that when we run circuits, they will degrade over time. Time may be 1 year, 10 years, or whatever. You can't simulate for 10 years to see the results of degradation, so you have to have some models, some ideas to speed that up. Okay. Yeah. The examples I'm showing now, these are examples I've taken from friends or coworkers or from the web. I'm not a circuit designer, so I'm not especially delving too deeply into this. Stefan Schippers, he's the author of the XSCAM graphical user interface for IC design. He did this tiny little circuit, a Verilog A module, not a complex device model, but just a small amplifier